This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Flexible work schedules are making Thanksgiving travel easier for many Coloradans, but Skylar McKinley with AAA Colorado says today could be busy.
My advice is still the same as ever, which is leave early in the day or later in the evening. Know that you can't be mad at traffic because you are traffic, and everybody has the same great idea as you to spend the holidays with loved ones.
McKinley says more than 50 million Americans are traveling for the holiday. The federal application for college financial aid will become available December 31st. CPR's Paolo Schalsiter reports the application has been reworked to be shorter and simpler.
The free application for federal financial aid, also known as FAFSA, determines eligibility for federal scholarships. This year, the application was delayed because federal education workers were trying to simplify it. According to Chalkbeat, Colorado had one of the lowest completion rates in the country last year, with about 47% of high school seniors filling out the application. The national completion rate is about 59%. I'm Paolo Schalsiter, CPR News.
President Biden could visit Pueblo next week. Biden was supposed to visit October 16th, but postponed that trip to attend to the situation in the Middle East. The president planned to visit southern Colorado to highlight his administration's investments in clean energy. Around 750,000 Coloradans have received the newly reformulated coronavirus vaccine, according to the state health department. That's about 13% of the eligible population, those 6 months and older. This fall's numbers are better for the flu shot, about one quarter of the eligible population. This is CPR News.